Na cha jemi tawa neja. Tawase washte togahe cha jemak ubich.
On today's Turtle Island Storytellers, Robert Forstar tells a story of his mother who, shortly before her passing, sang a song to the eagles.
Let me share with you what I grew up with. I was fortunate as a young man to be raised by in a traditional closed society. And as we grew up, we spent summers with our grandparents. We spent time with others of our relatives. That's all they spoke was Assiniboine. So fortunately, we spoke our language. My grandparents would come down, come and stay with us. If it was grandpa, us boys each took turns spending the day with grandpa. The elders would come into our house. They'd always sit on the floor. They had no use for chairs and tables. They would lay their blanket and bedroll down there. We were there at the beck and call of either grandpa or grandma. That's the way we were raised. That's teaching respect for our elders. The name Assiniboine is an Ojibwe word, which means people who cook with stones. And we have stories, and the traditional stories of our people is that we are tied to the Big River Assiniboines, those who lived east of St. Louis. They were mound builder people. We've been in this Montana area here this last time. I think we came out here, I'm guessing, in the 1300s. And we've been here since then. The Assiniboine people call the Red Bottom people Hudesha. And Hude is the lower end. It's a root. The red root people is what they are. And at one time, they were the keeper of all of these roots for all the bands of the people that, for medicines or whatever the reason. We roamed everywhere. We have stories of the Grand Canyon. We have stories of this big ocean up west over here. We have stories of some people coming in down into the Great Lakes area that they was riding in these big boats. They had hides or cloth hanging from their boats, and they took some of our people back with them. We look at history now, there must be Norwegians. And then we have stories of dealings with Hudson's Bay in Canada. We have some of our people that are another band of the Assiniboine, the White Oak people from north of Edmonton. We have stories of our association with the Cree people. We have stories of our people, our relations with the people of the Longhouses, which is the Iroquois and what have you up above the lakes area. So the history goes back quite a ways. Our people have been here on the north side of this Missouri. This is our wintering grounds. We scatter south and north, whatever, but we always come together here. And this is where we winter, in the trees, for our animals and for our people, so that they're in a safe place. Because you get up on the plains in a blizzard, nobody will survive, okay? I will share with you a little story that about 2 weeks before my mother left us, I went to her apartment and I said, "Mom, how you feeling?" She had lost eyesight on one side because of diabetes, and she had limited eyesight on the other. I said, "Do you want to go see the eagles?" And she said, "Sure, my boy." So we dressed her warm, put her in my car, and we went over there, and there's this one tree that they all sit in. I pulled right in there. She said, "Are they here?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "You brought tobacco?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, you put your tobacco out, then I'm going to sing for them." And so I went and put the tobacco out. They were looking at me, "What's this crazy guy doing down here?" So I put the tobacco out, and I thanked them for letting my mother see them and letting her sing the song to them and what have you. And thank you for watching over us and all the other things that we pray for. When I got back in, my mother said, "Okay, now I'm going to sing this song, and now you listen to me." So she sang the song, and then she got done. She said, "Did I sing it right? I had never heard that song before." I said, "Yes." So she said, "I'll sing it one more time for you." So she sang it. And she said, "Okay, did you learn it?" I said, "Yes." She said, "No, it's your turn to sing it." And what this song says is, just pray wherever you go, the Creator will hear you. our Father, the Creator, will hear you. And she said, now, as you travel, you're always announcing for people and whatever. You can use this song anywhere, and you always tell the people, if you can learn this song, show respect to it and sing it. It's for everybody. Just pray wherever you go, our Father, the Creator, will hear you. And so she said, now you sing it. So I said, okay, I'll sing it, Mom. And so I thanked the Creator for letting her share that with me. And I said, I don't want to offend anybody. I'll sing this song. So I sang that song, and it goes, Eindu wa chegie uo, he ade wani aga bikte no yo yo. Ya iha ya hi ya iha ya yo. Ya iha ya ha hey yo hey yo hey yo. Indu wa chegie uo, e ate wani aga bikte no yo yo. Ya iha ya hi ya iha ya yo. Ya iha ya ha hey yo hey yo hey yo. Indu wa chegie uo, e ade wani aga bikte no yo yo. Ya iha ya hi ya iha ya yo. Ya iha ya ha hey yo hey aha he mi tugash o no mi. You pia ya ga ha bi ni dua no ano mi tugash. I said, that's all I can do, and I thank them. And that same song, there's other words in there. They said, whenever you talk about the Creator will hear you. Even though the Creator's a long ways away, the Creator will hear you.
Robert Forstar is an Assiniboine elder and storyteller from Wolf Point, Montana. On today's Wisdom of the Elders, we caught a glimpse of life through the eyes of the Assiniboine and Gros Ventre as they told how the spirits of the buffalo, the eagle, and the thunder continue to sweep across the northern Great Plains. We learned how the Gros Ventre people are linked with the buffalo, and we listened to the thunder being's drum. We met a rapper named Superman, and then sat in awe as Robert Forstar told how his grandmother taught him to sing to the eagles. Today, we carry the responsibility to ensure that our forests and ranges, our lakes, rivers and streams, our wildlife habitats and wetlands all remain protected and also free of pollution. We share this great American landscape with many neighbors, cities, counties, state and federal agencies, other tribal nations, and 56 million acres still remain in native hands. And if we make intelligent decisions today and work together to find mutual solutions, our children and grandchildren will inherit healthy ecosystems and abundant natural resources. It is the wish of the Circle of Tribal Advisors that the people will work together to improve the future well-being of our Earth, so that 200 years from now, all people may experience the natural and cultural resources the expedition encountered and documented 200 years ago. Thanks for joining us today on Wisdom of the Elders. I'm Arlie Nesky. Hagoanet. Till we meet again.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit organization with a mission of cultural preservation, education, and race reconciliation. We record and share the oral history and cultural arts of Indigenous elders, storytellers, historians, and song carriers. Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to our producers, Clark Salisbury, Brian Bull, Judy Bluehorse Skelton, and Milton Jamie Lee. field producer William Ward, story editor and director Larry Johnson, music director Nico Wynn, archivist Paul Woodsong, web team Clark Salisbury and Rebecca Freeman, executive producer Rose Highbear.